Hey y'all, welcome to Book Marketing Mania. I'm Kim and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. Okay, let's wrap up this series on the power of private podcasting. And I want to share some do's and don'ts if you are thinking of starting a private podcast or you already host one today. Let's start with the do's. Do, name your private podcast something really easy to remember. Because it's private, it's not easily found in a podcast player if you haven't already subscribed to it. And once you do, you want to make sure you can find it easily if it's not popping up in your feed. So always make sure it's something easy to remember. And if you're marketing it like we've talked about in the past episodes, then it will always be front of mind for your listeners because it will, you know, they'll always think, oh yeah, I keep seeing XYZ podcast. I need to go sign up for it. Then do put the listener first. Even though they've joined your email list, right? And that may be your goal is just to be growing your email list, but you still want to put service over selling. So with that in mind, do treat it like a public podcast. And what I mean by that is add links in the episode description to anything you talk about on your private podcast. So always remember your goal for it, right? If the private podcast is a pre-order bonus, be sure to link to your book. Now, you might be like, wait a minute, Kim, didn't they already buy the book to get the private podcast as a bonus? Well, yes, they did. But what if something you say in your private podcast prompts them to want to buy another copy to gift to a friend? Or they simply want to share your book page with a friend. So make it super easy by providing a link in your private podcast description. Same goes if the private podcast is a gift with purchase of your book. Be sure to link to your book in there. Now, if the goal of your private podcast is to serve as a lead magnet to grow your public podcast, then be sure and link to your public show or even better, mention and link to specific episodes. And I always love when those episodes are solo episodes so that a new listener can really get to know you as a host or at least mix in a couple of solos with your interviews. And I share more about that on episode 66, and I'll be sure and link it up here in the description, where I talk about the first four things you should do if you're growing your podcast by guesting on other people's shows. So be sure and check out that episode. Okay, now do keep the content current on your private podcast. So a lot of times, you know, we set these up as an evergreen podcast, so they might be a pre-order bonus that might be only available during your pre-order time period. But if it's like a gift with purchase or any other, you know, lead magnets you're using, then you may have links in there that need to be updated. So again, like you might be talking about your book and you might say the book releases on XYZ date. So you want to make sure you update that after it's released so they know now it's out in the world. Anybody can get it, right, as they share your book. You might have to update the links, like maybe you send them to a specific link when you're in your pre-order period versus after the book has released, maybe you're sending them directly to Amazon or to a link on your website. So be sure to update any of those. And then, you know, also I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in just a second, but also think about where do you want those listeners to go once they're finished with an episode? So that may change over time too. So just always go back and revisit your private podcast and make sure it's, you know, really serving and nurturing your readers and listeners as best you can. Then do remember your promise of the private podcast and deliver on it. So you promised them something in return for their email address. Stick to what you said they were going to get when they signed up. Don't ramble or go off topic. Ain't nobody got time to listen to that, y'all. Now, some don'ts. If you're repurposing content to your private podcast, which I am all for, but don't just throw content up for the sake of hosting a private podcast and getting email addresses. Again, we're all about serving over selling here. So introduce the episode somehow briefly, let your listener know what they're going to hear, and share how it relates to the theme of the private podcast they signed up for. And please don't make me guess when the next episode will air. I know this might be only appropriate if you're dripping out episodes. Some podcasters provide all the content up front in a private podcast, especially like if it's a pre-order bonus or a gift with purchase, you want to have access to everything right away. Or you may just have a few episodes in the podcast, you know, like maybe 5 episodes, and they're going to get through those at one sitting. But if it's something ongoing, like maybe you have a monthly podcast, or you have, you know, something that's like 10 episodes or daily or weekly or whatever, be sure and let the listener know what to expect so that they know when they pop in and see the podcast for the first time, they know what they're getting today and what they're going to get in the future. And don't leave listeners hanging wondering what happened to you if you stop releasing episodes, especially if it's a podcast that's ongoing, right? If it's meant to be evergreen, then be sure and let us know, like, if you stop releasing episodes and you're just taking a break or you're at the end of it, but you might come back in the future, you know, just be sure and to communicate that. And something I've been recommending to my clients for both private and public podcast is just from the very beginning, record a "We were on a break" episode. You don't have to give a reason. You can just say something short and sweet that just says, "Hey, I'm so thankful for you tuning in and wanted to let you know I'm taking a little break from the podcast and we'll be back on XYZ date." Or just say, "And I'll be back soon." So just stay, you know, stay posted, or, you know, you can always keep up with me on my email list if that's appropriate. But just think of like different scenarios that might come up. And you, again, you don't have to give a big long explanation, but you can just let people know I'm taking a break. And that would be the name of the episode. So if I stumble upon your podcast, I'll see that right away. Obviously, things come up that are circumstances beyond our control. And maybe we wouldn't, you know, it was an emergency. We wouldn't even know that was going to happen or when we would be back. And you could just keep it super generic and just have it ready to go when you need it to. Also, don't wrap up or end your podcast without telling the listeners what to do next. So think about this at the very last episode of your private podcast, if there is a last episode, or it's just at the end of every episode. Think about, what do you want them to do next? Is it listen to the next episode in the private podcast? Is it come and join you on your public podcast and get episodes there and get encouragement and inspiration there? Is it, you know, to get back on your email list? Because we do capture email addresses for this, but what we're giving them in return is the private podcast. Now, you may have a download that goes with it. You may say, "Hey, I'll also send you some weekly encouragement in your inbox." But if you haven't done that, then you might want to think about, how can I encourage them to get back on my email list, almost like a second time? So now you have permission to email them each week if you haven't already been doing that. So think about, like, they're already on your email list, but they've gotten this one thing and now they're done with this one thing. So how are you going to keep nurturing them? And you may have to do it with another freebie. So just keep that in mind. Woo-wee, y'all. Oh my gosh. I hope these ideas for marketing a private podcast have been helpful to you. I absolutely love it. And if you have any questions specifically about private podcasting with Hello Audio, my preferred provider, then be sure to check them out at the link here in the show notes. And they have an incredibly helpful Facebook group too. And I really am all in on podcasting, as y'all know, as a host and a guest, whether it's a private podcast or a public one. You can't go wrong with building your audience and reaching new readers on podcast. And remember, if you need help getting your podcast launched or you need strategies around new ways to grow your show, I'm your girl. You can book a session at the link below and let's get you on your way to connecting with your future book buyers today. And hey, if you are finding your schedule packed full of to-dos as an author and writer and thinking, "I don't have time for this, Kim," especially time to spend with God, then you are in for a treat in the next episode. It's another author spotlight, and this episode is with my sweet friend, author Mitzi Neely. Mitzi's bringing encouragement to calm our souls from her new book, How to Find Spiritual Rest in a Chaotic World. I can't wait for you to hear it. Thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you next episode to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.